Greetings, I'm Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Now, Jesus continues his temple discourse, and we said this discourse takes 2 or 3 days. It's hard to be certain. But either way, verse 37 begins a new day. So remember the Feast of the Tents or the Feast of the Tabernacles, that's continuing. And we've come to either day 7 or day 8 of that. I'll say more about that in a moment. Verse 37, on the last and most important day of the festival, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Now, I'll just begin by trying to clear up some confusion. The festival celebrated the Festival of Tents, the Festival of Tabernacles, called by different names. But the festival celebrated the memory of how God protected the Jewish people from the time they left Egypt to the time they entered the Promised Land during what we call the Exodus. Now, the specific ceremony of the feast, exactly how they would celebrate this, is not given to us in Scripture. It has developed over time, and it really is the product of tradition. So we don't know exactly what happened, but the feast lasted 7 days plus 1. So there were 7 days, same thing happened every day for 7 days, and then there was an ending day, things were different. The last day really was just a wrap-up day, but it still was important. So we can't know if when the scripture says the last day, are they talking about the last day for the main ceremony, which would be day 7, or the last day of any festivities, which would be day 8. So if you read some commentaries and you read what scholars have written about this passage, you may notice that writers often describe 2 very different ceremonies. How could that be? Well, some are describing the day 7 ceremony. Some are describing the day 8 ceremony. And honestly, we don't know which it is, and it doesn't really matter. But I'll tell you how the ceremony worked. At least this is what we believe. Each day, the high priest drew water from the pool of Siloam and then carried it to the temple. It's not a very long walk. In fact, I've walked that walk before. As the priest entered the water gate, there were 3 blasts from a shofar, which is a ram's horn turned into a musical instrument. And they would recite Isaiah 12:3, which says, "You will joyfully draw water from the springs of salvation." And then the priest marched around the altar where the people sang the Hallel, Psalm 113 through 118, very important passage, as they poured the water out as an offering. Now, on the 7th day, the priest marched around 7 times, and that really concluded the main part of the ceremony. But then on the 8th day, they came back and they did something very similar, but no water was retrieved and no water was poured out. Instead, they prayed for rain. Now, Jesus speaks of 3 things, either on the 7th day or the 8th day. Jesus speaks here of 3 things that we do in response to Jesus' invitation, and that's the important part of this verse. So I want to read the verse again. On the last and most important day of the festival, either day 7 or day 8, Jesus stood up and cried, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come and drink." So what are the 3 things that Jesus mentions here? Well, you have to be thirsty. You have to recognize you're thirsty. You have to recognize that you have a need. Then you must come to me. We must respond to Jesus, and you must drink. You must trust me. And there we go. That's the gospel. Verse 38 says, "The one who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, will have streams of living water that flow deep within him." So this water that Jesus gives, which represents our forgiveness and the peace that comes from God, a right relationship with God, it's not a one-time thing. It's a continual thing, like springs of living water. Verse 39, he said this about the Spirit, those who believed in Jesus were going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So the water here represents the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Now, the Lord is not saying that the Holy Spirit was not present or active at that time or in past redemptive history. Clearly, the Bible says that he has been. Jesus was saying that there was to come for believers a giving of the Spirit by which a unique power would be provided for service, for ministry, for evangelism, and for victorious living. Jesus' glorification here refers to his resurrection and ascension. And so at that time, the Spirit is going to be given to man in a more full way. And he's pointing to that reality that we experience today. Now, today, instead of giving you a praise prompt, today I'd like to give you a thanksgiving prompt. I'm going to try to do that on Fridays. There's a difference, and I've said this before, between thanksgiving and praise. We praise God for who he is. God is powerful. We thank God for what he has done. God has answered my prayer. So many days I give you a praise prompt, something that's just wonderful about God, and we can praise him for that. Today, I'll give you a thanksgiving prompt, something that we can thank God for. And the prompt today is for your family. Would you take a moment and thank the Lord for three or four things about your family, ways that he has blessed you and blessed you through your family? Would you take a minute and just thank the Lord? Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons on your favorite podcasting app. Just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.